Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional journal, A Heart of Thanksgiving, we're looking this month at things to be thankful for, things that I am thankful for. And today, the topic is being thankful for a refuge, a place to find shelter, to find protection, to find rest. A number of years ago, had the opportunity to go to Ireland on a prayer journey and to spend time praying with people and for people. To encourage a missionary family that was there and other Christians that were living around the Dublin, Ireland area. While I was there, there was opportunity to visit sites of a number of towers, stone structures that were in various states of being. Some were more piles of rubble than they were towers. Some you could definitely tell were still had the form of a tower. Others were fairly intact. And the story is, at least, that these towers that they would build, and many times they were in the middle of one that was in the middle of a pasture. And the broken down areas, the cows would just kind of come in and they would find shelter there. Many of these were just out in what would appear to be the open. And the idea was that they were safe. At the time they were built, there wasn't a way to really destroy them. And when an invading army or angry neighboring villages or whoever it might be that would come to attack, the people could just go up into the tower, seal themselves in, and wait it out. The psalmist writes and says that our God is an ever-present help in time of need. God is a refuge in our time of need. Talks about the Lord being a strong tower that we can run to, that we can find refuge in. In the devotion itself, I write and ask about how often we go to God last. When the enemy seeks to destroy and attacks us, we battle it out to our very last ounce of energy before crying out to God and saying, "Help." And one of the neat things about that is because of God's faithfulness, well, I believe he would want us to come to him much sooner in the process, like at the very beginning. He's still there. Even when prayer is our last resort, even when coming to God in conversation and request and petition and need only happens, even if it only happens when we've exhausted all of our other possibilities, God's still there. And perhaps the lesson we can learn is in God's faithfulness is that maybe we ought to start pursuing that earlier in the process. We have a God that says, "Come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest." And we work on trying to solve our own problems. And it fills us with worry when God says, "If you would just come to me, I understand your problems." Unfortunately, I think for many, the issue is we don't always like the way God solves the problems. Our faith hasn't grown to the point that we trust Him fully. The solution doesn't always look like what we had asked for or what we wanted. As it appears that the COVID-19 virus is catching more people in a new season of weather and a new season of the virus. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of uncertainty that leads to fear. And for some, it's just a wonder. It's just a trying to figure out the uncertainty. But for others, when we dwell on that too long, that changes over to fear. And it's easy to use words and say, well, let's just go to God as our refuge, as our strong tower, as our means of protection. And there are those who would say that, well, if I trust in God, I won't get sick. And I think, really? It kind of comes back to the question we talked about the other day of the man born blind and the disciple who sinned. Somebody failed to trust in God. Somebody failed to please God because this man's blind. So it has to be a failure. And if we begin to say, if I trust in God, I won't get sick, then what does that say about all of those who have gotten sick and will get sick? Did all of them, not a one of them, trust in God? When I teach from James, it talks about the prayer of faith. Well, to call the elders and to anoint them with the oil and to pray. And the prayer of faith will make the sick well. And I say, I think we have to look at that a little differently than perhaps our human mind wants to comprehend. And when I teach, I often ask, do you know any one individual alive today that was alive when James wrote that? And people look and say, well, of course not. Well, then perhaps James meant something different. Because the people in that era died just as every one of us will, short of the return of Christ first. Being made well is great physically if it happens and when it happens, but being made well is more about being made right with Christ. And so to come to God as our refuge in the midst of a pandemic isn't so much about protecting us from getting sick. Part of that's on us to use the wisdom and the knowledge and the information that we have, even though it changes so much. But as David writes, and he says, our God is a refuge, an ever-present help in time of need. Though the earth give way, though the mountains crumble into the sea, though all of this calamity happens, the same is true today. Though our nation may crumble, though our loved ones may be sick, though we may be sick, though death comes and ends our life, whatever we can come up with in our mind that the world would say, that is bad. As a believer in Christ, I can say, God is my refuge in the midst of that. And I cry out to Him, and He saves me. And the beauty of living life in Christ, that is, even in death, I have a God who saves. He's conquered that. That when this body decides it's done, I'm not. My soul, my spirit, my very essence of who God created me to be lives on. Because of Christ, it lives on in eternity with God. You see, this ever-present help that we have, this strong tower, this refuge, isn't so much about secluding ourselves and hiding as these towers in Ireland were constructed and designed to do. It's about finding rest and being rejuvenated and learning that my protector always looks out for my good. And regardless of what the enemy may or may not do, and regardless of who we look at that enemy to be, when we live life with God as our strong tower, as our refuge, as our ever-present help in time of need, we find the faith and the courage and the humility to live life, even in the midst of the struggles that this flesh has. And we live life with the wisdom God has provided. And when we're uncertain and when we're unsure, we take God at His word and we follow the command of James that says, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God. And so we go to God as our refuge. We go to God as our source of wisdom. We go to God as our master in times of trouble and in times where we don't even know the trouble exists. My encouragement for you today is to allow God to be your refuge, your place of rest, your place of safety, your place of security in the midst of some very troubling times. With all of the uncertainty surrounding COVID-19, with all of the uncertainty surrounding our nation and where we're headed politically, where we're headed socially, where we're headed economically, it's enough to make a person have many sleepless nights. But the good news is God has not been caught off guard and will not be caught off guard. So today I'm thankful for a refuge, for a place that I can withdraw from the chaos of life and find rest. Not that I withdraw from life, but that I'm restored, I'm renewed, I'm rested for another day. And even throughout the day, I continue to walk with Christ. And in the midst of the chaos, I find a refuge, a safe place, no matter what. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are indeed a God that loves us. You've provided for us a refuge, a safe haven that we can come to. And when the world appears to have gone crazy, when we don't understand what's happening with our country, with our health systems, with this virus, we're able to come to you and find rest, to find protection, and not a protection that necessarily prevents the illness from catching us or us catching it, but a protection of our spirit, of the very essence of who we are. So that no matter what happens to this physical body, we live in peace with you because of the blood of Jesus. Father, today as I consider the country that I live in, as I consider the turmoil that continues to exist in so many arenas of life. And Father, with the access of social media and the ability to just be inundated with information that is true and information that isn't true and a mix of information that's designed to be deceptive, and it's so hard to sort through it and to know what is right. And I'm thankful that your word and your presence is a refuge, for a safe haven from all of that confusion. That when I come to you, I can come with confidence that everything within your word, everything that you have said is true and right. And I can compare everything else to that. Father, today as we live life, and so many areas of this country are reinstituting greater restrictions, things to try to slow the spread of the virus and the sickness of people. I pray that every one of us would walk with you in such a way that we have a refuge in the middle of all of this. A place in your presence where we can feel protected. Protected from the jabs and the deceit of the enemy. And help us to walk with wisdom in regard to our physical protection. May we be wise. But Father, may we not allow our fears to keep us from representing Jesus the best that we can. Father, may we continue to love one another in a time where opinions differ so greatly and people are so vocal about their own opinions. It's so easy to allow the enemy to separate us from one another, to isolate us from the brothers and sisters in Christ that we need. And so I pray for each one of us that rather than allowing the enemy to sneak in and divide us and devour us, that we would come to you and find refuge. And in that refuge that we would learn to not only listen to you more intently, to follow you more closely, but we would learn to listen to one another. That our love that we have for one another, the love that comes from you, would would drive us to a greater understanding. And for these areas of opinion that we all have that are uncertain, may we learn to live in harmony, allowing for the differences that exist. Father, as I pray, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our communities, our schools, our churches. I pray that not only would they know You as a refuge, as a safe place, but that we would be that safe place for them as well. Father, that we would be very careful in protecting their innocence and protecting their joy and their contentment. That we would not unload or transfer our burdens onto them that they're not equipped or designed to carry. And Father, as we come to You as our refuge, as our ever-present help, that we would, as Jesus has told us, that we would cast our burdens upon You, knowing that You care for us. So Father, today as I pray, I pray that we would learn to come to You sooner in the process than we ever have before. That we would learn to come to You first about everything, rather than saving You for the last resort in so many things that we do. And Father, as we find refuge in You, may we be diligent about helping others. About sharing with them the source of comfort, the source of contentment that we've found. May we live life in such a way that it's obvious, both that we care about people and that we live with peace, with an inner peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, as we do those things, may we be very deliberate about lifting up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.